Stuart, warmest congratulations, performance to help yourself once again to the Reg Kelly Shield. It's a great performance by the club, not only in the 18s, but also the 16s.
It was a great performance, and there weren't easy wins, which is good, which is, you know, shows a lot of character. The boys we've got in the club at the moment, they're sort of, they just never say die, they'll keep going.
Well, the great thing for you is that, of course, well, it wasn't good for your ticket, 22-21. Down, it was one of those things where they could have taken the soft option and the penalty goal, but they took the tap and they were able to get the job done, and that's the sort of creativity we've got to see in the game, haven't we?
Yeah, I was really proud of the boys. I was thinking to myself from the sideline, I wouldn't really like to be making the decision, but they backed themselves. As I said, one of the boys had a loss in the family today, and the boys wanted to play and win for him, so I think that's what got them across the line.
And what about up the shoot? You know, Dr. Andrew Varelli decided he didn't want to coach for most of the year, and they'll finally find a coach at Pirates eventually. But would you be willing to step up to first grade and have Andrew and all the coaches up the shoot helped you out?
No, the Pirates is one of those clubs where there's a lot of help all the way down, you know. And, you know, my co-coach, Pete Brazel, unfortunately, is in Europe at the moment. He couldn't make it, so I've had a couple of great guys help me out over the last couple of weeks to get the boys prepared and that sort of stuff. What the future holds with coaching positions, that's probably a bit up in the air, but I've been coaching all these boys since they're 11-year-olds, so I'll probably have a bit of a break now, and I wanted to see a few of them transition in the grade this year, and I'll probably let someone else have a crack now, yeah.
Yeah, well, pertinent matters in regards to junior rugby. There's only four or five teams to play in the 18s and also the 16s. What do we need to do to help out to make sure that the Gunnedahs and the Narrabri's and the Moorees and the Inverells keep having 20, 30 kids sort of playing every single week?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, and a lot of people doing a lot of head-scratching about it, but I think Pirates is an interesting case because a lot of the boys out there today don't have a rugby background, you know, and there's only a small handful probably come through the tricolours and the Sunday rugby. A lot of them come from the Friday night rugby where they got a little bit of a taste. Put a lot of effort into the probably non-traditional rugby schools, and yeah, that's the backbone of that team we had today, a lot of those boys, and they've got a lot of character, and they bring a lot to the club.
Well, that's why you blokes are holding up the trophies, because you put in and make a bit of an effort and bend your back, so that might be a lesson for a few people around the place. Also, of course, you're a sponsor through your fine financial conveyance of the Northern Inland Junior Gold Program. Next year we're going to go and we're going to be part of the Western Province with the Central West boys in the under-17s. What are your thoughts on that and in regards to the first 2 years of Junior Gold and having an effect with these kids, because they've been part of Junior Gold? Do they come in burnt out? Do they get sick of rugby? Do you have to sort of monitor them and rest them and all that sort of thing? And is that something the RU will try and reduce more of when we've got smaller squads in regards to what we'll have with Western Province?
Yeah, really good point, Weeks, because we sponsored the Junior Gold last year, and it's a great initiative. Everything great initiative, you've got to start somewhere. It needs a bit of tweaking, which obviously they're doing. There was a concern earlier on, and I had a few boys last year who, you know, were a bit over rugby by the time the final series came around. It's been a long year, you know, and so that's careful. But there seems to be a lot of conflicting rep footy, I think, which is half the problem as well. If they could streamline it into a few things like that, it'd be a lot better.
Of course, tell us a little bit about your business in Tamworth and how do you see for the future prospects, not only for Tamworth, but also around the place. We've got CSG, of course. We've also got mines all over the place. You know, Crindor is going to bounce ahead with a couple of, you know, DAs there for motels and continuous.
Well, yeah, mate, I think our business, which is Optimum Property Values, you know, we're in the property game, so we keep a close eye on what's going around the place, and it's really interesting. I see Tamworth in particular as Tamworth's always been a good, strong place. It's got a lot of different avenues of revenue growth and employment. So the mines and the CSG are just another string in the bow for that. It's a good mix, you know, it's always a balance, and there's always arguing about land use conflict over agricultural mining and all that sort of stuff, but hopefully we'll settle down to a happy medium, which will, I can only see, you know, creating some good economic growth in the area, particularly for businesses like us, you know, because we're based on people doing things and making transactions and that sort of stuff. That keeps us busy and keeps me on the straight and narrow, so.
That'll be a bit of work. And finally, of course, great to see that the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles are coming up to a play game there at Chillingworth Oval. It's something that's about time we had more sort of connection with, you know, the top end of the tree. Great to see a couple of locals coming over too, Mick Snowden and also Paddy Ryan, you would have had a bit to do with as well.
Yeah, it's great to see those boys. I've had a bit to do with both Mick and Paddy over the years, and Paddy as recently as 3 or 4 weeks ago when he came up and did some front row sessions of our boys and, you know, made a huge difference and that sort of stuff. And yeah, it's great to have the Country Eagles coming out of these regional centres, and yeah, anyone who's listening, come along, it'll be a great day.